Welcome back to Dateline Washington. This is the Radio America Network. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. Even at week's end, the economy front and center here in Washington with lawmakers, many of them putting in a full day on Friday as the lame duck session of Congress gets rolling and tries to put together potentially a second economic stimulus package with a particular focus on assisting the beleaguered auto industry. The comments of Secretary of the Treasury Henry Paulson a couple of days ago have many members steamed. That's because the Treasury Secretary, who several weeks ago urged immediate passage of a $700 billion bailout package, said that money would be used to buy up troubled assets. Then, on Wednesday, he said it was equity in banks that was the top priority.
I determined that the most timely, effective step to improve credit market conditions was to strengthen bank balance sheets quickly through direct purchases of equity in banks.
As you've already heard, Republicans are just as furious about this as Democrats. You heard Congressman Brian Bilbray of California explain earlier in the program he has no confidence remaining in the Treasury. There's also plenty of displeasure in the mind of California Republican Congressman Daryl Issa.
It's very clear the Treasury cannot and will not make the effort to keep people in their homes.
Today there was a House hearing on the issue of the bailout, and the man in the hot seat was Assistant Treasury Secretary Neil Kashkari, who's in charge of the bailout money officially, although Henry Paulson, of course, really calling the shots. Ohio Congressman Dennis Kucinich, a Democrat, chairs that committee and was less than pleased with what he's seen from the White House.
Congressman, the Secretary is passionate about this as well. And permit me,
passionate about what?
Helping homeowners, Congressman.
He is? Where? What country?
We are, Congressman, we are using all the tools available to the federal government to get at the credit crisis and try to help homeowners.
Elijah Cummings is a Democrat from Maryland. He's fed up with the government helping to bail out insurance giant AIG, which in turn just gives more lavish bonuses to its executives and puts on more lavish retreats.
They don't get that Americans are suffering. They don't get that Citicorp laid off 10,000 people. U.S. Steel, 675. Morgan Stanley, 10% of its workers. GM, 3,500. DHL, 12,000. Circuit City, 6,800.
And the banks are also in the spotlight, especially over on the Senate side. That's where certain members of the Democratic caucus are worried that the banks, which are getting this infusion of government money, are hanging on to it rather than allowing it to be lent out to potential home buyers. Charles Schumer of New York says right now banks are hoarding the money, and that's not good.
In these uncertain and difficult times, where nobody is sure of asset values, banks are inclined to hoard rather than deploy capital.
But Senate Banking Committee Chairman Christopher Dodd says that's exactly the wrong approach because Congress needs that money to be out there in circulation.
Hoarding capital and acquiring healthy banks are not reasons why Congress authorized $700 billion in emergency funding.
Meanwhile, Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke says while there has been some daylight at the financial markets, there's still work to be done. At a banking conference in Germany, Mr. Bernanke said the continuing volatility of markets and recent indicators of economic performance confirm that challenges remain. He emphasized that central bankers have been working closely together during this period of financial turmoil. He pointed out that monetary policy actions haven't cured the ongoing strains in financial markets. Even so, he added the Federal Reserve, quote, has responded to the strong demand for funding by banks and primary dealers by dramatically increasing the amount of term funding that it auctions to banks. 10,000 Citigroup employees will need to look for a new job. The Wall Street Journal reports people close to the situation say the banking giant's chief executive has instructed managers to cut employee compensation budgets by 25%. Sources say the company wants to slash jobs to about 290,000 from its current 352,000 by next year. A Citigroup spokeswoman said, quote, we will continue to carefully manage our headcount levels as we re-engineer the company in line with our stated goal and market realities, unquote. Difficult day on Wall Street once again on Friday. Stocks dropping off late in the day to wind up the week trading on the heels of slumping retail sales reports. The government says retail sales dropped nearly 3% in October, the sharpest decline on record and the fourth straight drop. The Dow was off 338 points Friday to close at 8497, the S&P 500 losing 38 points to close at 873, the Nasdaq falling 80 points to close at 1517. No official word from the incoming Obama administration, but reports are swirling at the end of the week that the one-time arrival of Senator Obama and former First Lady and New York Senator Hillary Clinton may very well be the next Secretary of State. Speaking in Albany, New York, at a completely different function focusing on public transit, Senator Clinton was not in the mood to speculate.
I'm not going to speculate or address anything about the president-elect's incoming administration, and I'm going to respect his process, and any inquiries should be directed to his transition team.
Also coming up in the transition, a meeting between Barack Obama and John McCain on Monday to find areas of common ground and cooperation. Still ahead in this edition of Dateline Washington, our end-of-the-week fun with the Capitol Steps. We'll talk with former Indiana Congressman John Hostetler about the future of the Republicans on Capitol Hill. But when we come back, automotive industry expert Peter DeLorenzo about the crisis facing the Big Three. Stay tuned.